remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always, all hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you to today's edition of Radio Biafra broadcast coming to you from Los Angeles. We are saying good morning because it is morning here. We are saying good afternoon, good evening, good night, even to some people, wherever they may be on this planet. We are coming to you today because today is going to be, in fact, this segment of the program is going to be our final Radio Biafra broadcast from Los Angeles for the time being, because it is being planned that Radio Biafra shall return to the United States to continue the work of sensitizing our people, to continue the work of enlightening our people, to continue to do God's work, because we are pursuing the restoration, we must say, of the kingdom of heaven on this earth. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, by the grace of the living God, is a humble servant of the great people of Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are on this planet. And as usual, I'm joined by our dear sister, Chidera Kabo, who has been our newsreader for some time. She wasn't feeling very well yesterday. A lot of people has called in to offer their, I would say thanks, or to offer their appreciation of the work that she's doing. We all appreciate her for what she's doing. And our brother also is here, who is the host of Radio Biafra here in Los Angeles. He will be due in a very short while to receive the gold badge, which he can put on his door to announce that he is one of the chosen few given the privilege and the honor of hosting Radio Biafra. We only have 20 of those. Only four has been disbursed up until now. He is going to be the fifth person to receive it. We only have those badges 20 every year from now onwards until we restore our country and even beyond to recognize the exceptional service of some individuals, those who brought themselves out to serve their country without being prompted, those who were touched by the Spirit to answer the call that Radio Biafra made. We are welcoming you once again wherever you are on this planet. In a short while, we'll be proceeding to the airport. From there, we'll go to Chicago, Illinois, and from there to Toronto in Canada. Radio Biafra is here to bring you news, views, commentaries, and analysis regarding how we're going to get Biafra. Most of the news emerging from the zoo is not very palatable, but we shall go on to bring it nonetheless. Before we proceed any further, I will go to our brother and to the two persons here in the studio, our brother and our sister, to please say hello to you before we proceed. Please, if you may. Chidera.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabo, and I'm welcoming you to today's segment of the broadcast. This is going to be the last from here, Los Angeles, California.
For the time being.
For the time being.
Because we may come back, because a lot of interest is going on. Our people are waking up, and some of them are asking for Radio Biafra to come back, and should they get themselves together and wish us to return, we shall do so, because America is important. Odi, please.
Yeah, hello, fellow Biafrans and listeners and well-wishers of Biafra. Grace and peace of our Lord and you know, listening for this segment. You're welcome in, you're welcome to this segment of the program, and we hope that you will enjoy.
Thank you very much. Of course, we are hoping and praying that they are all going to enjoy it. And as usual, roundabout, say in the next 30 minutes or so, we'll be asking you to please phone Radio Biafra to give us your opinion, your thoughts, your contributions. The Radio Biafra is an open platform where people speak their mind. It is a platform for free speech. We don't censor anything on Radio Biafra. All we are asking is for people to recognize that Radio Biafra is indeed a family radio station. By saying it is a family radio station, it means it caters to the needs of the young, the old, the adults, and the young. It caters for the need of everybody. And we are asking you, wherever you are, to please be part of this program, be part of what we are doing, because Biafra is for everybody. We are here as custodians of this radio station, serving the wonderful people of Biafra scattered all over the world. We have been getting a lot of information that people are now receiving this message. Not those at home, but those also in the diaspora, they are now receiving this message. And the reason for that is because we are not adding enough people to the Facebook page. That is the reason why. And another reason is because we have not all been active in propagating the message of Biafra, in telling our friends, in telling our families, in telling our enemies. When a Yoruba pastor comes to you and tells you that he's going to make you rich, but that you have to sow seed, you do that without question. When they ask you to go out and evangelize and announce a one church or the other to your neighbors, you do so very gladly. Why would you not be proud of Biafra? How can you hide Biafra and be ashamed of Biafra and expect God to bless you? How can you be ashamed of God's own creation and then in return you want wonderful things to happen in your life? It is not going to be possible. We are all slaves until Biafra comes. This is Radio Biafra on this day, the 10th of July in the year of our Lord 2013. It's just gone 9 minutes past 11 a.m. here in Los Angeles. It is 9 minutes past 7 p.m. in London and 9 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, where we come from and where we are heading to. For our news headlines today, we'll go to our dear sister to present it to you. Please, Chidera, give us the news headlines and accompanying news summary, please, if you may.
We are reporting today that Igbo youths and Mazob trade blames. Also that federal government Boko Haram peace deal is being disagreed by JNI and the CAN. 9 people killed in Benue communal clash. Also that 4 Boko Haram members sentenced to life imprisonment. We also reporting that presidency doesn't need northern elders for 2015. And lastly, gun battle as thugs attempt to invade River State government house. The news in detail. Movement for the actualization of sovereign state of Biafra, Mazob, on Tuesday accused members of Association of Igbo Youth Organization, AIYO, which is the acronym for the Association of Igbo Youth Organization, where they were accused for abducting one of its leaders, identified as Chief Arinze Iwani. Mazob's Deputy National Director of Information, Mazikris Moka, who raised the alarm, said AIYO members abducted Iwani last Saturday and demanded 500,000 naira for his release. He lamented that the police merely asked them to come over to the police station and put their statement in writing instead of swinging into action. Christians in the 17 southern states under the aegis of Southern CAN yesterday described the recent ceasefire deal reportedly reached between the federal government and members of the Islamic sect Boko Haram as a ruse, stressing that such a deal will only be meaningful if the sect had opted to surrender and lay down their arms. The Jamaatu Nasrul Islam, JNI, which is the umbrella association of northern Muslims, however, disagreed with CAN's position, describing the ceasefire as a welcome development. In a telephone interview with the General Secretary, Dr. Joseph Ajujungwa, last night, the region group also condemned the recent killing of 29 students and the burning of their hostel or dormitories in Yobe State by hoodlums suspected to be members of the dreaded Boko Haram sect. The Benue State Police has said 9 persons were killed on Monday in a communal clash in Awe, a Benue Nasarawa boundary town. Police spokesman Daniel Ezala, a deputy superintendent of police DSP, spoke with the news agency of Nigeria NAN yesterday in Makurdi, the state capital. Ezala said the deceased have been deposited at the Gbajimba General Hospital morgue in Guma. He said the command was investigating the cause of the clash, adding that it had not made a formal complaint to any security agency on the clash. A federal high court sitting in Abuja yesterday convicted 5 members of the dreaded Boko Haram sect for bombing the Independent National Electoral Commission (INEC) office at the All Christian Fellowship Church in Suleja and Abuja. Four of the convicts got life imprisonment. The bombings, masterminded by the terrorists, resulted in killings of scores of innocent Nigerians in Abuja, Niger, and Nasarawa states, where they launched their coordinated attacks. The presidency on Tuesday said President Goodluck Jonathan did not need the support of the spokesman for the Northern Elders Forum, Professor Ango Abdullahi, or his North, to win the 2015 presidential election if he decides to contest. Special advisor to the president on political matters, Dr. Ahmed Gulak, said this in an interview with our correspondent. He said he was reacting to Abdullahi's interview with The Punch, in which he said the North would not support Jonathan in the 2015 presidential election. People scampered around for safety on Wednesday as gunshots boomed around the River State Government House in Port Harcourt. The shooting is believed to be as a result of a supremacy battle between the police and thugs trying to gain access into the government house. Street Journal gathered that the sporadic gun battle started on Agri Road, not far from River State Government House. The first rounds of shots were believed to have come from a group loyal to the anti-Amechi politicians in the state.
Yes, thank you very much. I have a slight cough. I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe it's the air conditioning. I don't know. Thank you very much for the news. We're very grateful for that. But there is nothing to be grateful about concerning the news that we are presenting today. As we said earlier, that when Radio Biafra says something, it takes many years for it to sink in. Our people don't quite understand the need for transparency. They don't understand the need for truth. They don't understand the need for probity and for integrity to accompany the pursuit of Biafra. That is what is happening as a consequence of the corruption within the leadership of MASOB, as a consequence of the brand of criminality they have brought to bear on the lives of our people. Now there are many movements springing up where we come from. There are many movements competing the same way that mafians, we are competing in America for criminal businesses. It's the same way these groups are springing up everywhere in Biafra land, competing for territory, looking for extortion rackets, trying to control the lucrative trade of printing everything in the name of Biafra and extorting money from people. That is why there is a problem right now as we report this news to you this evening. Very distressing news about what is happening between Igbo youths and MASOB. These are people that left MASOB and decided to go and form their own group because MASOB was seen to be corrupt, irredeemably corrupt, and working for the federal government of Nigeria, using the name of Biafra the same way that some priests in the Bible under Jeroboam used the name of God to bring in all manner of idolatry worship into the house of God in Israel. That is what is happening. People using the name of the sacred, the very hallowed name of Biafra to perpetrate every manner of criminality, every manner of evil, to visit even more suffering upon our people. We know this is the work of the devil. We know that the devil is trying to confuse as many people as possible so they cannot see what is coming, so they cannot appreciate the need to work for the restoration of Biafra, which is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. The devil is in some of these people, using them to stop the work of God from coming to pass. We are reporting rather very sadly today that the movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra, their name is MASOB, on Tuesday, accused members of the Association of Igbo Youths organization known as is known as an AIYO, Association of Igbo. It's got an association, whatever this name means, I can get it. Association of Igbo Youth Organization, which is turning English language upside down. Association and also an organization. Doesn't make any sense, but that is what we are forced to live with. Association of Igbo Youth Organization, AIYO, of abducting one of its leaders, identified as Chief Arinze Egbani. They are now kidnapping each other. MASOB's Deputy National Director of Information is Mazi Chris Mocha, who raised the alarm, said AIYO members abducted Egbani last Saturday and demanded a ransom of $500,000 for his release. Exactly what MASOB used to do to other people is now happening to them. He lamented that the police merely asked them to come over to the police station and put their statement in writing instead of swinging into action. In a reaction, AYO denied the accusations and gave MASOB conditions for reconciliation because there is war going, that is a tough war. Anybody who is conversant with the mafia war around New York, even Las Vegas, many years ago, when criminals were competing for the prostitute trade, competing for the extortion racket, competing for gambling thefts, that is exactly what is happening where we come from, in the name of Biafra. Anybody who comes to Radio Biafra to try to defend the indefensible, anybody who tries to come to defend those who are using the name of Biafra to steal, to cheat, to pillage, to kidnap, will not see anything good in his or her lifetime. Briefing newsmen, the leader of AIYO is Chief Venetius Moneke, who used to be the MASOB coordinator for Nisha. He has now left MASOB. He accused MASOB of committing many atrocities. These are from members, these are from staunch henchmen like Moneke in Onisha. Anybody who knows about the Biafran movement will know about Moneke. He accused MASOB of committing many atrocities in the Southeast zone, especially in Onisha and its environs, adding that the movement had last April set AIYO vehicle ablaze and killed two of their members. So that our people will understand, we did not want to report this news many months ago, but now other people are reporting it. We have no choice than to do the same in the interest of this so-called unity that people keep talking about. MASOB members went about killing other Igbo activists. They killed AIYO members. These are people pursuing. They have not killed any Boko Haram member. They have not kidnapped any Boko Haram member. Owasrike has not gone out to condemn Boko Haram unequivocally. He has not done anything for the victims of the Zoo River. But he is setting people, setting Biafrans against Biafrans, telling them anybody discussing Biafra, go and kidnap him, go and kill him. That is what they have done to members of AIYO. They killed two of them. This is according to Venetius Moneke, who is the former leader of MASOB in Onisha, the area admin in Onisha, up until a few months ago. Moneke also accused MASOB of setting a police van ablaze and robbing some passengers along the highways of Anambra State, including an American-based medical doctor, during the MASOB 8th of June sit at home. They were robbing people. Exactly what the corrupt priesthood did in the Bible using the name of God. They used the name of God to commit all manner of atrocities. People think you can hide under Biafra and lie to us. You win our heart, you win our soul, you win our patronage, and what do? You use it to try to stop Biafra itself from coming. They have turned to from antivirus to the virus itself. They have infected our mindset, and this is where we are today. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to speak the truth. This is what is happening where we come from, and we don't want it to continue. If you want to join our discussion, if you want to join our debate later on, after our analysis and commentaries, please, Chidera, give them the number to call.
The number is +1 404 789 8796. Again, +1 404 789 8796.
Thank you very much. And we are also bringing you a report this morning from Los Angeles. That the federal government of Nigeria, the government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, have offered a peace deal to Boko Haram. and the JNI, this is the Islamic group in Nigeria, and the Christian Association of Nigeria. On one side, you have Islamic group. On another side, you have Christian group in the same country, competing for the same political territory. We are asking Britain today that puts this contraption, this zoo, this abomination, this excuse, this apology of a creation called Nigeria. Why don't you have a similar thing in your country? Do you have Muslims coming out and saying that these are their demands in England? Is that happening? The answer is no. Do you have them saying that they discussed a deal with Prime Minister Cameron on how to run the country or else they remove him? The answer is no. Why are you forcing us to stay with these people who don't understand our way of life? We are not one. Why are you insisting that Nigeria must be one? This is what is happening in the zoo. We are bringing the news so that every government listening will be able to appreciate what we are going through. And ask yourself, if you're a diplomat in Nigeria reporting to your country that things are well and rosy, please let us give you this news in very great detail to understand, to appreciate what we are passing through, and ask yourself if you will allow such nonsense to happen in your own country. Because what is good for the goose is also good for the gander. Christians in the 17 southern states under the aegis of Southern Christian Association of Nigeria only yesterday described the recent ceasefire deal reportedly reached between the federal government and members of the Islamic sect Boko Haram as a ruse. Stressing is English language again. As why they use this type of language, I can't understand for the life of me in a society that is not well versed in the understanding of English prose. They don't understand how to interpret and apply English because it's not their language. Look at the type of language they're using here, ruse. Anyway, we'll bring it to them because that is what they said. Stressing that such a deal will only be meaningful if the sect had opted to surrender and lay down their arms. The Jamaatul Nazril Islam, JNI, which is the Supreme Islamic Council in Nigeria, the owners of Nigeria, the rulers of Nigeria, those that control 83% of every resource in the country, disagreed with the Christian Association of Nigeria's position, describing the ceasefire as a welcome development. You are announcing a ceasefire, they still have their arms and they're announcing a ceasefire. Ask them, what were you fighting for in the first place? Somebody should go and ask the supreme leader of Jamaatul Nazril Islam, who is the Sultan of Sokoto. Why did Boko Haram pick up arms in the first place? Who are they fighting? Why are they fighting? Why do we have a ceasefire? In a telephone interview with the General Secretary, Dr. Joseph Ajojongwa, last night, the regional group also condemned the recent killing of 29 students and the burning of their hostel dormitories in Yobe State by hoodlums suspected to be members of Boko Haram sect. Southern Khan said that the mindless killing of the innocent students and injuring of scores of others, including their teachers, by Boko Haram is an uncalled for barbaric act and satanic. Dr. Ajojongwa therefore called on the federal government to ensure that public institutions, especially schools, are adequately protected to guarantee the safety of the nation's young ones, noting that the nation had shed too much blood in the last couple of years. The nation has shed too much blood in the hands of who? Who is killing who? Why are we in that country together in the first place? Is there any place on this earth where Muslims and Christians share the same number of seats, the same number of population in the same country? It did not happen in India. That is the same reason why they're fighting in Kashmir. Give Muslims their own country to stay in the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. We are not one. I've never been one and can never be one. Why are we in the same country? This news is intended for the British government. It is intended for the American government. It is intended for every government in the world supporting the existence of one Nigeria. You have put us in a zoo, in a cave, in a cage to kill ourselves. We are a spectacle. We are a way to sell guns to people. The only thing is only one side that is armed. Only the Islamic extremists that is armed in Nigeria. Only they are armed in Nigeria. We are the ones being slaughtered. Christians in the South are the ones being slaughtered. Yet, Christian governments in America and Britain are supporting Muslims to kill Christians in Nigeria. And people are keeping quiet. We have done nothing to these people. Our only offense is to be the children of God. They will not leave us alone. They take our oil. They use our oil money to buy arms to kill us. They use our oil money to go and pay those who are killing us. Yet families, nobody is talking about the families of the victims of Boko Haram. Nobody is talking about compensating the families for the untimely death of their young ones, of their loved ones. This is what is happening in the zoo. And some idiots, some people who are demented, some people who are not educated properly to speak, will stand in front of me and tell me about having won Nigeria. These are demented people, the workers of Lucifer, the workers of the depths of hell, children of darkness, who will not know light in their life. We are moving on to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. Let us see what Abubakar had to say. The General Secretary of JNI, which is this Supreme Islamic Council headed by the Sultan of Sokoto, his name is Dr. Khalid Abubakar, who spoke on the issue in Kaduna yesterday, said that the gesture was to confirm that Boko Haram was not made up of ghosts, as once claimed by President Goodluck Jonathan. Can you imagine what somebody is saying in a country they claim is theirs? I can't continue to read this news because it's gut-wrenching. Anybody who tells you, if you are listening to Radio Biafra today, if somebody comes to you and tell you that they believe in one Nigeria, if you pick up the gun and shoot that person, if you pick up a knife and cut off their head, believe you me, you will go to heaven. Anybody preaching one Nigeria should be seen as the incarnation of Lucifer himself. Anybody preaching one Nigeria should be seen as somebody who is possessed. Anybody preaching one Nigeria is not well psychologically, after going through what is happening in that useless zoo called Nigeria. That is why we call it a zoological garden. We don't even want to get to the issue of thugs fighting, members of the House of Assembly in Port Harcourt fighting and beating each other and drawing blood on the floor of the chamber, where they claim they are in the fifth dispensation, where they claim that they are civilized men who are educated, where they claim that they are sensible people who are there to improve the lives of their people. When somebody asks you why you want Biafra, ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. When they ask you why you want Biafra, tell them to listen to Radio Biafra, coming to the entire humanity, 7 p.m. unfailingly every night. Ask them to listen to Radio Biafra. Ask them to pick up the Bible, read it, and after then pray. The evil spirit in them will leave them, and they will see that Biafra is the only solution. That is our headlines and a rather very truncated analysis of it. I will go to our dear brother to tell me and to also tell our listeners what he makes of the news he is hearing today. It's not very good news, I admit, but the truth must be told all the same. Please go ahead.
Yes, Namdi. You know, part of the what this news shows, I'll start from our own land, you know, in Biafra, is an issue of spiritual degeneracy of some of us. When we can begin to cheat, you know, we can begin to take bribes, you know, we should remember the consequences of that. You know, when you take bribe, it's called ill-gotten gain. When you take bribes,
are you talking about the bribe from that Masop took from Nigerian government or what, to be fighting AIYO?
Exactly.
Yes.
If we take bribes, what it means is that you can't speak boldly the truth anymore. That money you took will eventually kill you. You know, the Bible says that ill-gotten gain takes away the life of those who get it. It will take away your life. We have seen it in our generation. We grew up in Nigeria. We knew when the age of the 419 was there, you know, probably in the 80s and 90s, where young men who stole money are being exalted in a society. This is nothing but evil. This is nothing but evil. And those men who stole those money from people using all manner of tricks, they are simply criminals. They are thieves. Why should such people be exalted in our society? And we have such things happening still today. When you have a situation where people would in government will steal public money and you respect them and you honor them, you're honoring the evil they have done. So you have to understand that when we are against these people and what they're doing, that is when mercy will begin to come to us. When a governor begins to share cars to traditional rulers to bribe them, this is unbelievable. When a deputy governor will come and just take cash money and give to youths in order to bribe them, that is bribery. That's what is going on. This is evil. And when you raise your voices against it, my people, my fellow Biafrans, if you raise your voices against it, if you call on God Almighty and raise your voices against it, it will begin to end. God will end it for us. Like I said, in those days when you had so many people, 419 was the in thing. Most of those people who did those, they are dead. Go and check their lives. They are dead. The few are in jail.
How do you draw it closer to what is happening in Onitsha? Where MASOB members are killing AIYO members, and where AIYO revenge by kidnapping one of their members also. What exactly is going on? What exactly is happening? Can you please draw your inference from these abominable acts being perpetrated in our lands? Can you please draw closer your analysis to reflect the evil of trying to use the sacred name of Biafra to perpetrate one crime or the other, please?
Yes, we should understand that in the issue of Biafra, that people died that we may be free. I am alive today because somebody went and fought for me during the war. Most of us are alive there because people went to fight for us. And if you look at how that war started, we were being massacred all over Nigeria. These are innocent people who have done nothing being massacred. And when that the massacre was going on, nobody criticized it. When Nigeria was lying to different countries, you know, about Biafra, you know, they didn't also tell them that they were the people who were massacring Biafrans. The Biafrans were not able to survive in that space, that political, geopolitical space that was Nigeria. And now they are fighting to defend their lives. It became a problem. So if anybody who had supported Nigeria, what were they telling us, Biafrans? To just stand and be mowed down and killed and, you know. And next, we were under siege, military siege. So we have to understand the sacrifices that people made for this. That is why we cannot abuse this struggle. We cannot abuse Biafra. Remember, we're going into a Biafra where there would be the fear of God, where we will have to eschew all manner of evil, lying, cheating, sexual immorality, greed. These are the things that destroy a people, that destroy a person, a family, a society, a nation. Once that goes on, that nation is destroyed. Life is not just things. You can have things and be miserable. We that live in America here, we can see it. America is the most wealthiest nation. But it doesn't mean that everybody there is okay. No. Wealth will not save us. It is our fear of God that will save us. So in the issue of people betraying the cause for their people's freedom, it shows that, first of all, like I said, if you have to do that, you don't have the fear of God. And it shows you have disregard for the struggle and the pain and the sacrifice which your people have gone through. You show disregard for your fellow Biafrans, whom you know are hunted in Nigeria. And when we are talking about killings, this thing has started in 1945 from Jos in Bukuru Jos, when Igbo people were killed because the NCNC was advocating for schools not to be segregated. We saw it in Kano in 1953 when the Northerners who were opposing the independence of Nigeria were being mocked by Western politicians. Igbo people were massacred as well. And then we saw the peak of it in 1966 when after the coup, Igbo people, innocent people, wherever, in schools, in their houses, in train stations trying to escape the killings, in churches, on the streets, in the marketplaces, they were all massacred. That was a Holocaust. And this is what they want us to forget. This is what they want us to forget while they continue to oppress us? We should not take this course lightly at all.
We are the ones oppressing ourselves when somebody can use the name of Biafra to go and steal, use the name of Biafra to go and cheat. It is unacceptable. Before we introduce our guests here in the studios, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, sir. I'm the Calgary Rangers. It's Adi. I'm calling from Doha, Qatar.
You're calling from Doha in Qatar. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles here in California. The whole world is hearing your voice. What would you like to say, please?
I want to start by thanking God for all the joining people, and people all along. And also, I want to apologize to you regarding, I'm the coordinator here in Qatar. And actually, I couldn't do it very well because of our people. What they're doing, they cannot cooperate. And I want you to accept my apology.
It's accepted, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. But you've done what you can in Qatar. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Say what you'd like to say. Go ahead.
I want to just tell you that I'm happy today because of I redeemed my pledge that I've been made to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And I want to thank Kalu Monday for all her encouragement. She's the one that encouraged me to be here. I tried so many times. And it's not going because I have to pay through bank draft. I don't have a credit card with me. So
yes.
I want to pay her. And I thank people for what you guys are doing. And also, I want to use this opportunity to call all my friends in Doha to see the need to support what you guys are doing.
Yes.
Because the last time we had a meeting, the last time I told you that I was going to have a meeting here in Doha.
Yes.
But after the whole thing now didn't go the way I expected it to go because of our people, the way they behave. Some of them, just like what is happening in America, that some of them don't believe they are different. They believe they are Igbos. So it doesn't go the way I expected. So I have to do it on my own because I told them if we cannot do it in group, we can do it in individual, which I just did now. So I call all my friends here, on everybody, wherever you are, you are listening to Radio Biafra, to support this call for buying transmitter and let this whole world listen to Radio Biafra. Actually,
Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Patrick Ezuma. I'm calling from Maryland.
Patrick Ezuma from Maryland, where there are no Biafrans. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, I want to ask one or two questions.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I say I want to ask you one or two questions.
Go ahead, I'm listening. And so are our listeners all over the world. Yes, go ahead.
What I want to ask is this. Where do the river states and the cross river states and the our fire bomb state, all these things, where do they stand with this thing we are doing now?
They are more Biafran than you and I. The only thing they are waiting for is for us to show leadership. And then they will follow. They are more Biafran than you and I. They are more Biafran than the Igbo people in the United States. They are just waiting for leadership and direction from us.
Okay, so anyway, this is the first time I'm listening to the Radio Biafra. And
yes.
I'm interested in what they are doing there now.
Yes.
What I want to say is this. If there is any way we can do this thing faster in our lifetime, gosh, I can't wait to see it happen. I'll be happy to participate. Meanwhile, I've seen the site where they say you can donate some money. I'm going to put my own widow's mite. But the truth is this. If we were to do this thing happily and peacefully, it cannot come. Because the Americans and the British, they know very well that they made a mistake supporting the Nigerians. And now it's backfiring on them. So the earlier we hit the road and do what exactly other countries are doing, nobody will know that this is going to be a reality. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for calling. You say you're in Maryland, yes?
Yes. How? And I know you guys are coming to Baltimore anytime now.
No, it is not confirmed. It is Baltimore is not confirmed. We must say that. We thought we had Biafrans in Baltimore, Maryland. It turned out that they are just Igbo people. There is a difference between an Igbo person and a Biafran. An Igbo person is a politician. An Igbo person is a coward. An Igbo person cannot be relied upon. But Biafrans, you can rely upon them. And we're in the midst of them today. So thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The call on your phone.
Good evening, sir. This is Biafra from Nigeria.
You are calling from Nigeria. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling from Nigeria. Huh?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Is it here?
Can you hear me? I said go ahead and make your point.
Okay, Lagos.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to get this in life now, but the service is taking somehow. So that's why I started to call you for direct. My analysis is going over there.
Very well. We suggest you keep trying, and we suggest you have some patience until we get the transmitter. When we get our transmitter, all of you should be able to listen to Radio Biafra with your radio, because we know that the internet connection there is not stable at all. We know that for sure. Okay? Thank you. Even the telephone line is not stable, talk less of the internet. At this point, we're going to welcome our dear sisters here in the studio. They're going to tell us who they are, where they come from, and what they are doing here in the studios of Radio Biafra, because we need to ask. Sometimes some people stumble into Biafra. Sometimes others are led by the spirit to come to Biafra. We want to ask them individually why they're here. We know the wife of our host is one of them. She's here already. But each time she comes in, we have to ask the same thing again. It's like going to church every Sunday. When you go to church on Sunday or on Saturday or whatever, you read the same Bible over and over again. It's never ending. You confess your sins before God. You ask for forgiveness, and then you take Holy Communion every blessed Sunday in some quarters when you attend the Eucharist service. So if you come to Radio Biafra, we will ask you, has anything changed from yesterday when you were here till today? And then you tell us, and the world will hear. This is Radio Biafra. Please, my dear sister, give us your name once again, where you come from, and what you're doing here, please.
Thank you. My name is, again, Blessing Moralo, and I come from Newi. And of course, I'm here to support what you're doing and to lend my shoulders for you guys to lean on. You know, they say behind every successful man, there's a woman.
That's correct.
So I'm just here to, you know, support what you guys are doing and to say, yes, I agree to what you're saying and what my dear husband is saying regarding Biafra, regarding people taking it for granted and people using it for their own selfish gain, because that's why it's difficult for us to reach the rest of us.
Yes.
But once people know that this is a different vision, you know, it's like the Bible said, test all spirits, you know. So once you have the spirit of discernment, you're able to test all spirits.
What do you mean by that? When you say test all spirits, what does it mean?
Because some people may have come and they say, oh, we're fighting for emancipation of Biafrans, but when you look at the things they do, you know, the Bible said, by their fruits we shall know them. So when you follow the things they do and see how their footsteps, you know, and you read in between the lines, even when people gives you an essay or say something, you read in between the lines and you know, do I think, you ask yourself, you know, there are things you used to, litmus tests you used to say, what they're doing, is it for real or are they just doing fable? For example, in some organizations that claim to be Biafra, there's one Lord and one leader. So that they will say, if for example, Wazirike didn't speak, we won't move or nothing will happen, for example. But here you have like your council of elders, you look at the caliber of people that are in that council of elders, you look at the people who do this broadcast. How do you donate? Do they give you their personal account that you pay into? or do you donate like how you could donate online here, where it's clear, the statement is there to everyone, you know? So things like that are how you could test what you're hearing. Is it true or is it not? Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. I will come back to this descending spirits, because the way you explained it to me yesterday is how, the way I understood it is how I want our listeners to also understand it, because things are going to come in different shapes and sizes. We must also understand, when we have this dichotomy between Igbo and Biafra, people must know that even the land of Israel was divided into two. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, into Israel and Judah, is that correct?
Yes.
And who was in charge of Israel? Was it Jeroboam?
Jeroboam.
That brought in all manner of idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
Brought in, when we mean that, how Pharaoh say aperape?
Yes.
Contrary to the commandments given to Moses on Mount Sinai, which went against everything that they believed in as a people, and God condemned them to the Israelites, I call people, you are Igbo people. Any people that say they are Igbo people, they are of the house of Israel under Jeroboam. If you are a Biafran, you are under the house of Judah. Because although some of them went astray, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Some priests, some kings in Judah went astray, but at least some of them worshipped God in truth and honesty. If you are a Biafran, you are from the house of Judah. If you say you are an Igbo person wearing red cap all over New York, running, looking for where they are breaking kola nut, where there is a party, after working for 9 months without leave, without rest, then you know you are from the house of Israel in the north, people that worshipped idols, contrary to what God himself said. My dear sister, give us your name, where you come from, and what you're doing here, please, if you may.
My name is Nkechi Nwanisobi Ni Ojukwu. I'm here to support what you people are doing, because I don't know anything about Biafra, but I heard the story through my grandmother, my mother, and also my husband. When he showed me some video on YouTube, when I saw what people passed through there, I said, God, when are we going to have our freedom? Because we pass through a lot of things. A lot of children that support, because God said that children are inheritance from him, but a lot of children died because of Pashioko. A lot of things was going on there, but after listening to it, seeing all the YouTube and everything, I say Biafra must have their freedom, and that is why I'm here to support you people, so that you people will move on and encourage the Biafrans. Because I like yesterday, I asked a question which you answered me, and I said, why is it that Igbo do not show love to each other? But as I'm in studio now, I notice there is a difference between an Igbo man and as a Biafran, because Biafran, one thing with them is it's like their goal is to be united to each other. But as an Igbo man can sabotage you as any time. Even at the point of the time you need the Igbo man, he can do that. But once you call yourself a Biafran, no matter what is going on, you can never sabotage each other.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I strongly stand beside you people, behind you, and pray that the God Almighty, who give you people the zeal, the strength, the courage to come out and bring out Biafra for people to know about it, to bring it up, God will fulfill his promise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. I say amen to that. You have spoken so eloquently and so well. That is why we need more women. We need less men and more women. I'm very, very biased. You know, I believe that women can do a better job more than the men. I keep saying that all the time, because our women hardly tolerate any nonsense. I mean, the genuine ones anyway. Like my two sisters who are here. Because in every time in the history of our people, our men has never risen up against anybody apart from themselves. But our women did it in 1923, 1929, and 1948. So we honor them greatly. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They have gone. Maybe they're trying to see if what they heard is correct, that Radio Biafra is on the air. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. That this is Radio Biafra. This is going to be our last transmission from Los Angeles for the time being before we relocate to Chicago, Illinois, and then from there to Toronto in Canada. We welcome everybody all those joining us for the very first time today, we are welcoming you to this family. This is Radio Biafra. Call on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. They can't hear me. Can you hear me? No, they can't. For some reason, they can't. We are welcoming everybody who are joining us for the very first time, please. And if you wish to contact us, the number is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. You can also join us via Skype as well. But our Skype problem will be solved by tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning from Los Angeles. Go ahead.
My name is Peter. I am calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Peter from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Malaysians are Biafrans. They are true Biafrans. They are great people. Upon them...
Pardon?
Yes, I said Malaysians are very good people. The Biafrans in Malaysia are great people. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I have had the awareness is everywhere in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The people representing your office, they are doing well here. They have made the announcement in so many unions in Malaysia here. Please, I would like to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
When likely do you think this dream of Biafra issue will come through? When likely? What year?
It's as soon as we bring ourselves to serve this very cause in truth and honesty. So we can have Biafra by next month if we decide that is what we are going to do. We can have Biafra by next week by doing a very simple thing, and I will tell you what that thing is now. If all the houses of assembly in Ebonyi, in Enugu, in Anambra, in Imo and Abia were to collapse all the houses of assembly into one, and call it a supreme house or a supreme legislature for Biafra, nobody can stand against it and Biafra will be born. And as I speak to you, we have the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra under the able chairmanship of His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice Ezel Zobo, retired, under customary law. So as we speak, we have a de facto Biafran government in existence, but without sovereignty. That sovereignty can be granted to the Biafran people by the respective houses of assembly because they are sovereign within their state. That is the simple politics of it. But it is getting our people to understand how these things work. That is what we are in the process of doing. That is why we have Radio Biafra, and that is why we need a transmitter to disseminate the knowledge and the information so that people have the right to make the correct choices for themselves. Yes.
Thank you for your answer. I would like to ask you another question. Do you think we Biafrans can actualize our dream as soon as possible without the intervention of the international community, like Britain, America, other powerful nations? Do you think our dream will be actualized as soon as possible?
Yes, our dream will be actualized without the influence of these people, but their interest is also very, very key. Because there is a saying that no man is an island. So we need friends in high places. The fact that Britain was occupying Palestine and did not allow the ship called Exodus to dock in Haifa, in Israel, did not stop the coming of Israel as a free state. Britain said no. The Jordanian officers and armed forces were equipped and armed by the British government against the children of God. So their treachery against the chosen people of God did not start today. They have something against any group of people they know are directly descended from Jehovah himself. I don't know if it is envy, I don't know what it is. But regardless of what people do, when God says the time has come for his people to be free, nothing can stop us. Ojukwu predicted it himself in 1969. But we are now bringing it to fruition. The only thing keeping us away from God is sin, mayhem, ego, jaw, That is why God abandoned us. But now that we have recognized the errors of our ways, we are going to get Biafra and nobody can stand before us. It's very, very ironic. If you don't know, the people that moved the motion for Israel to be free is the Soviet, former Soviet Union, Russia, to be very, very precise. Even Germany that produced Hitler that killed them supported. All the countries that killed Jewish people supported it. So we hope that Britain will be able to change their mind and support Biafra also. If they don't support, they say one with God is majority. We have God on our side. Nobody's going to stop us. But we're not being complacent. We are prepared for this battle. And believe me, we're going to get Biafra. Just watch and see. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles.
Yeah, my name is John Ezuma, and I'm calling from Maryland, United States of America. Yeah, I have a question. I listen, and I heard every other names of states in Nigeria being mentioned as part of Biafra, Asin, Anambra, Abia State, Rihama, and Imo State, and all that, but I did not get that aspect. I
want to
know, where do we belong?
Because Delta State. This because Delta State is Igbo. That is nothing like Delta Igbo to us. So when we say Anambra State, we include Delta State. We include the Igbo people in Delta State in it. There is nothing called Delta Igbo. They are Igbo people, pure and simple.
Yeah, but it's a state, so they're supposed to mention them as Delta State.
Okay. We take your correction and we shall do so. So we are making it very clear now that Biafra is, and I will repeat, the Doma people, the Efik people, the Bibio people, the Kwaibo people, the Ndokwa people, the Oron people, the Jo people, those from Ikere Shide, which should be known as such, and every other nationality within Delta State, but more importantly, our people, the Igbo people from Ebanke in Edo State to Asan.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Yes, that was an error on my side. I should have made it very clear. Of course, Delta, I don't want to call it Delta State. They are Nioma. They are our people. The same blood, the same people that went from Agugunri, that went over the river and started spreading all the way to Ebanke. They are our people. We are not going to leave them. We say it every time on Radio Biafra. We are not going to abandon these people. They are one of us. This is Radio Biafra. The time is coming up to almost 12 noon here in Los Angeles. It's coming up to 8 p.m. in Biafra land and also 8 p.m. in London, where Radio Biafra is headquartered. We will be handing over to our, not handing over, but going to our brother to continue with what he was saying before we went to take the calls, please. Odi, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, it's in terms of spiritual analysis of what is happening now. But let me make mention of what the lady said about Delta State. And we said it yesterday, that if they remember in the Biafran struggle, we had people like Winifred Anuku, who's a naval chief. The chief of navy of Biafra was from Abo. And there are so many people from Delta State. There were Biafrans. Achuzia is from Asaba in Delta State. Colonel Kwechime, Colonel Nwawo. These are Biafrans. You have people like Colonel Nwajei. You have Colonel Zefili. These are all Delta people. And they were Biafrans. And so they are Biafrans. They are our own people. And we should not allow the river, that river, because that's what our enemies sell to us, that river has cut us off, that we don't have any connection anymore. But that is a lie. Our blood is thicker than that river Niger. It's very important for us to know about that and keep it in mind. Yeah, going back to what I was saying before about detestable practices and why certain things were against us, and I mentioned Deuteronomy 18:10-13 about ancestral was consulting the dead, not honoring the dead. I want to point it out. You can honor the dead, but don't consult them. You know, consultation of the dead is abominable. It's a detestable practice in Deuteronomy 18:10-13. God made mention of that as something that we should eschew ourselves from, we'll keep ourselves away from. And when we're talking about priesthood, corrupt priesthood, Nnamdi, what you mentioned. Yes. You know, the Dibia shrine.
Of course, it's
you know,
corrupt.
People going to consult spiritists, and they will tell you he wants to hurt somebody or harm somebody. These people act as spiritual leaders, and they inject certain odious spiritual thoughts into the society by people who consult them. And they consult them out of motivated by most kinds of jealousy or envy or whatever that is evil. And these people seem to have an effect, you know, a terrible effect on the society. And we need to understand that we have to raise our voices and ensure that there are no shrines and no idols in Igbo land anymore. We have to get those idols out, you know, so that God can move in to help us.
That's what we're praying for the presence of God to come into our lives. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. Good afternoon in London, in America, please. I'm calling from Italy. My name is Michael. Please.
Michael.
I want to refer to Michael Irania.
Irania, yes, go ahead, Michael. Go ahead, yes.
Yeah. I want to refer to some that person that called yesterday, one Nande, Carlo. Our Biafra representative, our director, if the man is listening to us now, I want to use this opportunity to tell that man that Nande Carlo is not doing what he is doing alone. He is representing Biafra. He is not doing what he is doing for personal purpose. So I want to use this media to tell that man that he has to apologize to the Biafran people, that this is not Nigeria where you can threaten somebody. We are all in overseas, and you cannot threaten somebody who is serving people's mind just because you can talk or because you have an opportunity to talk. Please, that man that called you today that said, Landy, enough is enough. Wherever you are, please say sorry to Biafran people, or else we will curse you. You can never see a good thing in your life, because we people that is in overseas, we know how we are suffering. We know how we are just doing here, managing ourselves, working day, night, day, afternoon. At the end, we can never see anything to enjoy. Please, that man, for God's sake, apologize to Biafran people, or else I curse you, and the Biafran people will curse you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. I'm used to worse. That was the Tony from Colorado that called. I don't know if there is any place called Tony in Colorado. I'm Namde Kanu. I'm from Isiama Faruku in Ibeku, which is in Omuahia. When you ask me where I come from, I tell you where I come from. I'm a Biafran. I cannot tell you that my name is Kenny from London, or Kenny from Surrey, or Kenny from Kent. I tell you where I come from. I give you my full name if you want it. Rather, it's very, very sad that a lot of people don't quite appreciate what we are going through as a people. But we will continue to accept every call, because it's an open platform and we welcome every opinion. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello? Yes, we put...
When Nandi is talking about people in America, those people that are hosting are still in America. I don't know anything that made that man to be very much aggressive and to be very much stupid, just use it like that. Please, that man, I know that by now he must be listening to what I'm saying. My name is Michael Irania. I am from Indice, and I am here in Italy telling you that you should apologize, because we all are in overseas. You must learn how to tolerate. We are in a democratic world now, where people can tolerate anything you hear. You just, if you like it, you take it. If you don't like it, you just keep quiet. You don't have to come on air and warn people's a servant of Biafra. We made him a director, but he declined to be a servant. So I still maintain to you, asking you to apologize for the Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Michael appears to be very, very upset. We ask him not to be. I have gone through worse. Wazrike has kidnapped me before. They beat me till I nearly died. Because I told the truth, I told him that he was a liar, he was a cheat, that he was not taking the Biafran struggle anywhere. They kidnapped me, they stripped me naked, they beat me, some women even had to urinate on me. But here I am today still serving Biafra diligently. They even made a video of it, which I'm asking them to release, and they have not. That is to tell you that this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah,
what is your surname?
Hello, I'm calling from Malaysia.
What is your surname?
Hello?
What is your surname? It is not serious. We don't have anybody called Mr. Ken where I come from. What is your father's name? Elders where we come from don't ask you your name. They ask you, what is your father's name? So we can place you somewhere. We want to identify those who were born by Hausa Fulani men during the war and after the war. A lot of our women crossed over to the other side and became impregnated by Hausa Fulani men. They came and delivered rubbish in Igbo land, and they have continued to grow ever since. These are the people who are against Biafra. My dear sister, you've written this Bible. Call Bible never. What do you like to say? Please go ahead. From what you've heard so far, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Yeah, I just want to say, regarding, you know, like someone who calls and probably curses you up, we get it every day, you know.
Of course, yes.
I remember the other day I was just passing by a friend's house, and I told you how I was telling them how they were so, the woman there was so fretty and practically almost slapping me, you know. Well, I guess she looked at me. Igbo people say, so she looked at me and she knows that if she makes a move, she's probably going to get it worse. So, but she sat down there and she was pouring and she was like, she's from Enugu State. She's not a Biafran. And I'm like, yeah, I noticed. You know, so it's things that happen every day. But our people say that Ada Hambawu a jog. You won't say because accidents happen, then you won't enter cars anymore. No, you go ahead and... In fact, the Bible says that if a farmer looks at the rain and the cloud, he would never sow. And if he doesn't sow, then there's no reaping. So that's also the way... We won't say because of those few people or many people who doesn't buy into the idea. Maybe because of fear, maybe because of selfishness, whatever the reason is, that they don't buy into what we're doing. And I like what the last caller said too. If you don't like it, then don't tune in, you know, or keep away from it. Someone was, one journalist was talking to Achebe and questioning him, and Achebe said, if you don't like someone's writing, write your own, you know. Don't keep complaining about what the person is doing or what the person is not doing. Do your own. Let's see the one you're doing. So that's what I have to say for like whoever takes it upon themselves to castigate what we do here or castigate those who are fighting for Biafra.
They are welcome to do so.
Yeah, exactly, because that's part of free speech.
Of course,
anyway.
I welcome it anytime. As I said to them when they kidnapped me, I said to them that if you're pursuing Biafra in truth and honesty, in time it will show. Events have shown that they are criminals. They only stole with the name of Biafra. When I came here, my brother here, Odimogalo, told me about the Bible and Jeroboam, what people we are doing in the name of God, what those in the priesthood we are doing in the name of God, what they were doing, claiming they got the authority from God. The same nonsense are doing in our land was happening in Israel many, many years ago. People imbibe themselves in falsehood and they think they can have the grace of God. They cannot do anything. If I was in charge of any militant group where I come from, there would be no Boko Haram at all, at all, at all, at all. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good morning, Los Angeles. Good evening from London. My name is Dr. Chukwu Mekemba. I am from Italy. His name is I'm calling from London.
Go ahead.
Yes, let me quickly add to the few comments, the last, very last one. Just as our lady host said, the Anna Sombaba Gog, with the type of, with what we are doing, if we follow and succumb to all the talks, insults, name calling we have been receiving from this struggle. Myself and Nandi and many of us have been here, we've been in this struggle for 15 years, 20 years and so on and so forth. We've seen everything. I'm quite sure that one man from Mbisa who got from Italy insisting for apology. If it comes, fine. If it doesn't come, we are not expecting anyone any apology anyway, because if we are to insist on our apology, I don't know how far we will go back to ask people to apologize for what. That is part of the struggle. After all, it even happened in some families. There are some families here, some people have been given option. Luckily with you, my sister, that is hosting Radio Biafra mobile team in USA, you are lucky, or your husband is lucky that you two of you are singing from the same hymn book, have captured the same epidemic and moving on. But in most families here and there, there are some dichotomies, wife wants, husband don't want, and so on and so forth. But someone will say you always follow your heart. That is by the way. So we are used to it, and no amount of name calling or insult or pouring of this, you know, less debt that will make some of us who has been sacrificed ourselves in the struggle. So there's no amount of except debt that will derail us or stop individually to pursue Biafra. Even if we drop debt, those who are alive will continue. Biafra will definitely come one day. You can imagine people are asking, they want us to give them a date. Of course, and he answered perfectly correct. If we want it tomorrow, all it needs is the five Eastern State or
South. No, the six, before our sister will get upset from Maryland. Make it six, please, including Delta. Even when they did that, we were before that.
Now, what we will say that if we are this thing here, that gone are the days when you force people to belong where they don't want to belong. Exactly. No, we are going to adopt the system of the United States of America if we have to. We start from somewhere. Then other people will say, "Oh, I want to win in the moment. I want to be part of you." But please, your people voted, you join. And other people say, "Oh, I want to join." You vote. Even if the whole Nigeria want to join, they say they want to be beaten and they want to be within, according to our own ethics, according to our way of life, and this thing they want to win, read the Riot Act. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. The constitution, you follow it. Are you going to follow it? I'm bad pirate. This. He said yes. Everything, including the Sokoto Caliphate, as a matter of fact. So that is it, by the way.
Doctor, stay where you are. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Don't drop. Stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, good evening. This is Adama calling from South Africa.
Yes, Adama, go ahead, please.
I was just listening to my sisters over there, and I just want to add to what they have said so far.
Yes.
I think that the problem we are having at hand, like, why is it difficult to make people understand what we are fighting for? It's because of the disappointment we've had and the past. The betrayal we had from the people that claimed to be our leaders, Biafran leaders.
Yes.
That they misled a lot of people, they duped a lot of people in the name of Biafra. And at a point, people got so fed up. And people gave up about fighting for Biafra.
Yes.
Even after a month, this is still the problem we're having here. Like, when you approach someone to to explain to him about Radio Biafra, about what is happening, like what you get from the person is going to be, this Biafra, again, what are they trying to do again? Are they trying to dupe us again? Are they trying to collect money from us in the name of Biafra? Are you sure that this is real? You understand? Because of the experience they've had in the past.
Yes.
So, we keep doing that. Things have changed. It has been reformed. It has been reshaped. This is real. We are working with the right people. And I think this time around it's not going to be like the problem we experienced in the past.
No, not at all. It won't be, my dear sister Adama from South Africa. Of course, I'll be with you people later on this month. Most people don't understand the meaning of the word confidence, to have confidence in something. People don't know that is why any time there is a problem in any sector, be it for people who are educated enough to understand how the economy of society works, those involved in macroeconomics, when a government says, we don't want people to lose confidence in the markets, in the stock exchange, it means you don't do anything to undermine the confidence of the people in that very thing. Biafra is the same. When we criticize people for stealing in the name of Biafra, it's because we don't want other people, we don't want other people to lose confidence in the word Biafra. We want Biafra to be taken seriously, because if you allow people to mess up the name, you find it very difficult building their confidence up again. This is the problem we are having. This same Biafra that people have stolen with, gave everything, gave their... We have lost nearly 6,000 people since 1999 on this very, very struggle for Biafra. Nearly 6,000 people. We have not lost what we lost. Boko Haram have not lost one sixth of what we have lost so far. They have not killed up to 1,000 Boko Haram members. We have lost over 6,000, putting our hands, folding it and putting our legs, saying we are doing peaceful this and peaceful that. Boko Haram that came out and is fighting Nigeria, they are being paid. They are being paid. They are being given everything they want. I'm not advocating for any violence whatsoever. But what we are saying is this, is that regardless of who you are, myself included, Muawon Nam the Kanu included, any day we continue on this march and we come back and start telling you stories, please kill us wherever you see us. Nobody can say that. Only the editorial board of Radio Biafra can make that claim and stand on it, because we are incorruptible by the grace of God, of course. We are incorruptible. We are whiter than white. And we ask anybody to prove us wrong. We're in the open. We give you platform on the air. We discuss it in the open. You go to our Facebook, you put it there. If there is anything wrong with Nnamdi Kanu, Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, Uche Mefo, Amarachi Okpara, Chukwu Nebunezekpa, Barrister Emam Mezu, Barrister Adolf Emekemekeziri, if there is anything wrong with His Royal Majesty Ezeozubu, or wrong with Dozie Kedife, or wrong with Achuzie, come out and say it in the open. We want to hear from you. Come on the air and say it. Don't write any letter to us, because we are whiter than white. We make a very book. Thank you very much for calling. We are coming to South Africa very, very soon. When we get to Canada, of course, we'll discuss. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about false priesthood. I wanted to go back to it just to close my...
Yes, go ahead. System.
Yes. There are also, with time, there are also transformations, but that were bad. You know, this false priesthood, it can also be seen implanted also even in the Christian worship, in our own practice of Christianity. And we have to prevent that. Not that Christianity is bad. Yes, it's good. We are Christians, you know. And we worship the Lord God Almighty through our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you go to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 and 40, you will see also where it talks about lying prophets. Lying prophets.
Where? In Jeremiah?
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 to 40.
Sorry, Jeremiah. I'm a Mexican in a church in New Yoruba. They go with a textbook. You think they're in a classroom. Yeah. I need to write this one down, please.
Yes.
Jeremiah what?
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 to 40. And those of you listening, you can check
9 it. To 40.
Yes.
What does it say? So, false prophet means people who are lying in the name of God. Lying prophets.
Exactly. So there are prophets.
Like in the Masop.
We have prophets, but we have those who lie. You know, so we have to differentiate between those who are lying and those who are saying the truth. It's very important. And it's your job to pay attention to be able to detect the difference. You have to make effort to do that. And he says here, he says, they follow evil course and use their power unjustly. They use their power. They have influence over some people, so they use it unjustly.
Is this what the Bible is saying?
Exactly.
Go put their Bibles or quote the verse in the Bible so they can take it down and go and study themselves, please.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 to 40.
Yes.
Talks about lying prophets. So somebody can be a prophet, but he's lying. You have to understand that. And don't say, okay, because of it, you don't want to worship God. Then you miss God. That prophet has succeeded in driving you away. He's a lying prophet. He said they follow evil course and use their power unjustly. He says the Lord brought disaster on them because of it. He said they strengthen their hands with evil doers. So they work with evil doers. They fill people with false hopes. They will fill you with hope, but that hope is false. So it's very important to note, you know, that somebody can give you hope, but it's false. So why? Because he's a lying prophet. He has an ulterior motive for telling you the things he's telling you. They speak visions from their own minds. They say to those who despise the Lord, "You will have peace." People who despise the Lord, and how do you even detect people who despise the Lord? People, for example, that we are talking about Biafra. You are talking about suffering of Biafrans. We are talking about unjustness in Nigeria and the evil that is committed. They pretend they don't hear it.
That's what they do.
They pretend they don't hear it.
Let us see what this caller has to say. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, Namdi. This is Tony Hugo from Colorado.
Tony, where are you from? What is your surname?
I'm from Oro.
What is your surname?
My son, I already told you. Can you hang on a minute?
What is your
surname? You have my surname. Listen, hello?
I did not hear your surname. What is your surname? I didn't hear. I apologize. What is your surname?
Did you read the email I sent you?
No.
This is why I called you. Listen.
We debate on
this.
Don't send me. We debate.
My surname is Ugochukwu. It's my surname.
Ugochukwu is a surname in Igbo land.
Okay, so what does that got to do with anything?
It has a lot to do
with
anything.
If I give you my name,
I was born.
So if I give you my. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What did you say?
I said, I was born and raised in Igbo land. Ugochukwu. Of course, in some sectors, Ugochukwu can be a surname. You say you're from Mbano. Where in Mbano are you from?
Man, I didn't say I'm from Mbano. I told you I'm from Olo area.
Which part of Olo are you? Which village in Olo are you from? I'm from Isiama.
Do I have to identify exactly? I sent you an email and to explain this to you. I cannot tell you exactly where I'm from because you put my brothers in danger. I sent you the email, man.
Listen, Tony, very, very carefully. I am broadcasting on.
Okay.
I have been home to broadcast. My father is His Royal Majesty Ezeza Io Kano. I'm from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. I am not afraid of anybody. I am not afraid of any human being born by another woman. If you are telling me about Biafra and you are afraid to tell me where you come from, I cannot have a discussion with you. That is how I.
I'm not afraid. It's not for my own safety. It's for the safety of all that. I don't want to be in America and put people in danger. That's all I'm telling you. For some reason, you don't know like hear what I'm saying. You think because I give you my name, you think I'm a criminal? You think I'm Yoruba? You think I'm Hausa?
I want your real name and your village. If you can't tell me, then let us protect you as well as you're protecting those at home. I don't want you to.
So you want me? Did you read the email I sent you?
This is, I don't discuss Biafran issues privately. I want it out in the open. What did you write to me in the email?
you're a funny guy. But anyway, I don't have anything to apologize. This is the last day I'm going to call you. You guys can just go ahead and get your Biafra.
Thank you.
You're not listening to reason. So just bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that is our dear brother. His name is Tony Ugochukwu, who is not from anywhere but from Olonia Owerri, because he's protecting his family. And people are saying he's not from Owerri. He cannot come, because I know Owerri people are very, very brave. But it's the man Moses from Owerri. These are brave men. Even Chidera is from Owerri. Partly from Owerri. Mama Ebosi is.
Owerri, and he's not from Olo because we are brave there.
Okay, you're from Owerri and Olo at the same time. Mm. Okay. Mm. Yes, please, go ahead.
Yes, this is an example of people who move in a dubious manner when you cannot say your name. You're saying you can't say your name, but what about Nnamdi Kanu, who is here? Speaks all the people who are in Radio Biafra, all the people who have been calling into Radio Biafra, they say their first and last names. You know, those are the people whom you want to be in danger so that they can go and get Biafra for you. You know, we should not be thinking in this manner. And this is why I say our people have to begin to talk to your neighbors, talk to your brothers, talk to your sisters, talk to your mom, your dad, you know, your children. We have to come out for this. Everybody has to come out for this. You know, don't undermine the cause of your own freedom by not coming out and not being bold about it. You will undermine it when you do that. So that's just my take on that. Anyway,
thank you very much. Our sister has something. You will come to that, because, you know, I want us to handle this Jeremiah 23:9-40 throughout the course of the remainder of the program. It's key to use it to address things. You said something about they work with evildoers. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
They work with evildoers.
Yes.
We'll show them proof in time to come. We have the video of where they are soliciting money from Ohakim and other politicians. We have the video. We have all the evidence. You talked about false hope.
Yes.
They've been promising us Biafra, we have 25 stages. Where are we on to 25? Nobody knows. Is that correct? You talked about lying prophets.
Yes.
When they look at people who are working for Biafra, they tell you that they are saboteurs. And I said to them, when they kidnapped me, they said to me, how did you manage to sustain Radio Biafra when there was no help coming from us? Who in Abuja is giving you money? Are you sure you're not a saboteur? And I said to them that by the end of this race, that we will know who a saboteur is. By their fruits you shall know them. Please, my sister, I would like to say something very important to us. Please go ahead.
Again, my name is Nkechinwani Sebi Ni Ojuku. Around 2001-2002, I was in Aba, in Abia State. Around Amucha Street and the Fox Road, Aba, that's where was Rika and Co has their MASOP headquarters in Aba. So what I saw regarding MASOP, I have bad intention about being a Biafra. But after everything, I noticed that Uwazrike and Co are just duping people in the name of Biafra. So because of that, I want to come out to say what I notice about Biafra right now. What I notice, and even hearing on the radio, about on internet about Radio Biafra, this is a transparent organization. This Biafra is out to lift the image of Igbos out. It's not like MASOP that Uwazrike and Co. had. Because what they do to people never, you will be like a slave. You can't pass on the street again because of the MASOP. Whenever you come across their office, if you don't have anybody there as your friend, sometimes they will torture you. People pass a lot of torture. A car can never park in the front of their office. If you park there, they will hijack your car and pull it inside their office. They will undress you there. They will do a lot of caricature on you. After seeing all those things, I said, Biafra, I don't want you. But after listening and seeing what Mr. Kalu Nnamdi is doing, I begin to see that there is a true Biafra. And that is why I want to encourage others to join us to lift the banner of Biafra up. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. You have somehow Los Angeles has been redeemed. We cannot tie it with the same brush we're going to tie Maryland and all those places with. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra from Los Angeles, California.
Hello, good evening. This is evening here. My name is Ugochukwu Ibe. I'm from Imo State, Mbano.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. To be frank with you, I'm not really into this Biafra thing. I don't have any idea of it until yesterday when I was speaking with my friend here.
Yes.
I retired in Malaysia.
In Malaysia,
so,
yeah.
He was telling me about this Biafra, and I did not put much interest on it based on what we have in Igbo land. I mean, our leaders, I was telling him that people fighting this thing, when you bribe them, they will go back and do whatever thing they want to do and leave other people at the middle of the road. So when I was discussing with him, he was enlightening me of so many things, and he told me about this website. So I said, I wake up to this moment. This is 3:30 in the morning here. So I just have been listening to you guys, what you people are talking about. So my main reason of calling is, I really want to know who are the people that will bring this Biafra to existence. Because from what you made mention of before, you said about people, I forgot what you call it.
Yes, the Council of Elders?
Yes, no, the people on the seat with government now, you made mention of some states that if they can put things together, then Biafra will be born. So my question now is, are these people ready to come up in unison in bringing this Biafra into existence? Because like what our sister is saying now about Mosso, I was living in Aba before I traveled some 7 years ago. I was living in Aba, and I lived very close to First Road, where people gather talking about this Biafra. They even have their newspaper and everything about Mossob Biafra, and then I was hearing the effort of Owazurike and stuff like that, what he was going through, even the torturing and everything. And this evening, as I'm listening to you guys, I came to understand that what he was doing is quite different from the mission and the vision of this Biafra. So who is going to get this Biafra if we cannot work in unison? If we cannot put our heads together, because I'm an Igbo man, originally born from Igbo, and I grew up from Igbo land, but from what I'm seeing about us, it's really going to be difficult for us to put our heads together, because when one is determined, somebody might bribe the person might go contrary to the mission and vision of this Biafra.
Yes.
So my brother, I want to ask, who are the people that is going to get this Biafra to be born? Because I know that only you cannot do it, and the people hiding cannot stop the matter.
If you ask me, I will address the you asked the question, who are the people going to get Biafra? You are one of them. You
sure.
Talking to us, you are one of them. And as we please, for people to understand, we are indebted to our brother here and the wife who, Odi Moyalu, who is hosting us with the lovely wife, blessing. I want you to refer to the. Are you a Christian?
I'm a Christian.
Go and get your Bible when you want to understand why we are saying what we are saying about Masop and Owazurike. Go to Jeremiah chapter 23:9-40 and go and read it, and then make your own interpretation. We would not allow anybody to deceive us. The same thing that Yoruba people are doing with their pastors and New Testament. You are sowing seed every blessed weekend in Igbo land. They are taking 6 billion naira from Ali Igbo to Yoruba land every week. Do you know that? Because they preach the New Testament. They tell you God, Jesus Christ is Lord. You go there and you give Yoruba people your money. They take your oil money, you scrape, you trade, you buy and sell. You make money, and on Sunday you go and give it to Yoruba pastors. They take it to Yoruba land because they mention the Bible. Anybody lying, deceiving, or cheating in the name of Biafra will be exposed, myself included. If I derail from this struggle, I don't expect myself to be spared. This is Biafra we're talking about, not some Nigerian or some childish play.
Yes, my brother. Another question I want to ask you because since I left Aba to Malaysia, I've not heard anything about Owazirike. So what is his mission about this Biafra? Because from my little knowledge of Owazirike when I was in Aba, I see him, I don't even know him as a person, and then I didn't belong to Mossop or whatsoever. But when I passed through there, because that is in front of my shop, I was staying in Powerline, and their office, which our sister made mention that is in First Road, is in front of the road that goes to my shop. So whenever I come in and go out, I used to see them gathering there. People gather there for even from morning to night. So what is he really doing? What is he really doing about this Biafra of a thing? Is he going contrary to what the mission of Biafra is or what? Please try to...
Yes, by their fruits ye shall know them. By their fruits ye shall know them. What did Jeroboam do, please, my dear brother Odi Morgan? What did Jeroboam do when Israel was divided into two, into Judah in the south and Israel in the north? What did Jeroboam do in the north, in a land called Israel, in a land given to the children of God? King Jeroboam in Israel, please.
Yes, you know, it is, if you want to find out, like I said before, I quoted Pius Okibo. He says, here, let me quote him again. He says, we are better able to understand the values in a people's culture, not through their dances or even through their painting, however much these may reflect the society's system of aesthetics, but through their primitive or adoptive religions. Each religion defines how man should relate to the other man and to his maker or to the universe. This is Pius Okibo, a great Biafran, you know. And Jeroboam, to get back to what you said, Jeroboam in 1 Kings 12:31, he built shrines in high places and appointed priests from all sorts of people, even though they were not Levites. You know, in the scriptures, only this, not just Levites, not even Levites,
the house
only,
of Aaron.
The from descendants of Aaron. We have the right to be priests. And we have priesthood in Igbo land. We have a reflection of that in the Dibia practice.
Yes.
The practice of Dibia. Yes. And you have some of our people going to consult these people. And consult them. What has come out of it is a pollution of our minds and pollution of minds of so many people. And it's affecting our societies and affecting how we do things as a people. And that has become dangerous. And like I even say, that has been also seen in modern times, like I quoted Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 9 to 40, that we have lying prophets, and those other prophets, religious leaders, who also, you know, bring up things that they shouldn't, and use it to deceive people. For example, here he says, they say to those who despise the Lord, you will have peace. You know, and to those who follow the stubbornness of their heart, no harm will come to you. You know, there are people following the stubbornness regarding Nigeria and the evil that is in that land. You know, there are...
Oh, no, wait, that Biafra will come. Anytime Biafra comes, we will know. Anytime it comes, he doesn't know anymore. This is Radio Biafra. Give us a name and where you're calling from, please. We are in Los Angeles in California. Your name and where you are.
Yes,
sorry about that. We ended rather abruptly the time last time. Yes, please go ahead and conclude what you have to say. Go ahead.
So what I want to say is that I don't know, like, if people still take their time to think what I think. But the more these unfaithful leaders, the more these greedy and selfish people that came to lead us, the more they try to tarnish the name Biafra, the more that name keeps being alive.
Yes.
The more it keeps spreading.
Amen.
It simply shows that the spirit of those, the blood of those who died in this struggle, it has never rest. Their spirit never rests. your spirit is still alive. And that spirit is still, that spirit is always behind that name, Biafra.
Yes.
So no matter what they do, I don't think Biafra will die. That name, Biafra, I don't think it will die.
Never.
And I don't believe that what they are doing is purpose from actualizing what we are already very close to actualizing.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Because I noticed at the point of each time we get very close to the point of our freedom, the point of our liberation, it is still those selfish leaders that will still betray us. But this time around, if you check in the Bible, Isaiah was trying everything for many years, but Isaiah could not see God. And Isaiah never knew that it was Isaiah that was stopping him from seeing God. But the moment Isaiah died, Isaiah saw God. So yeah, those leaders, God is dealing with them one by one.
Yes.
And I believe God knows the best way to deal with them. And the moment they are out of the race, I think we'll achieve what we want to achieve.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very, very much, my dear sister. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. We are in Los Angeles, California.
Yes, my name is Ichiro. I'm calling from Toronto.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Nandi. Thank you for what you're doing. Please, I want you to address the last caller that called from Malaysia.
Yes.
I said something. I think he wants to know what my son has done and what is the discrepancy between you and your group. I know you used to work with my son at the same 30 times. I said our listeners can understand if you are fighting for this struggle, that you cannot indulge yourself as a leader in certain things. You know, Chief Francis for having a building hotel for yourselves or building the streets for which you came to defend. All those things are things that I want you to point out so that our listeners can understand why you are making the comments against myself and what is the origin of this thing so that people can understand why they should differentiate Radio Biafra now with what myself is doing, because myself does not have a good name right now.
Yes.
Because of these things, there has been an accumulative of things, and just like the lady in the audience or somebody called that used to live in our back, these are witnesses that are fingers. And maybe my brother is not convinced, he's trying to ascertain something from you. So can you share light with our listeners so that they can begin to listen?
Yes, what you're saying is correct, and whilst you're even on the line, we'll reiterate the reason, because you've raised something very important. Radio Biafra is not the same thing as MASOP. Is not a mouthpiece for MASOP. We represent the interest of all Biafrans all over the world who believe in the pursuit of the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty, as led by the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra, whom we are answerable to. Radio Biafra is different because we cannot stand in a struggle. It is like I will use myself as an example so people understand what freedom fighting is. Freedom fighting is not about chieftaincy title. My father is a traditional ruler. If I want 100 titles, I can get it till tomorrow. If I want a knighthood in Anglican Church, I can get it. If I want to go and join politics, my brother was the deputy, was the speaker of the House of Assembly in Abia State and acting governor for nearly 7 years. I would have gone there. If I want to play politics in Nigeria, I would have gone to Nigeria. If I want to be a businessman, I would have done so. Freedom fighting means sacrificing everything you hold dear in the service of your people. Any day you hear that somebody in the Detroit Board of Labor is a chief, has been crowned a chief, that day, you burn us to death. That is nonsense. It's not freedom fighting. Owazirike is a disgrace to freedom fighting. I asked him a simple question. I said, go and show me any freedom fighter that built a house. One freedom fighter, and all. talk less of building hostels, hotels, fleet of cars, and adopting chieftaincy titles. Where have you seen such nonsense before in the history of freedom fighting? Only in Igbo land, we will not tolerate that nonsense. Anybody who thinks that, because I have been to jail in Nigeria, don't you know that? People must know. Nigeria arrested me incidentally after meeting with Obasanjo in Lagos, and I was incarcerated for 3 months, first in Lagos, second one in Abuja. I don't make song and dance about it because it is part of the what you go through in a struggle. It doesn't mean anything because you have been to prison. If you send me to prison when I was still in the world, because I believe that if you move from being an Igbo person to being a true Biafran, that's the difference. When I was still an Igbo person, if you had offered me oil block, you give me nearly 800 million in my account, you want me to go to a very good prison in Kuje for 3 years. In fact, I'll make it 6 years. I'll dash you another three. I'll be there for 6 years. People must understand we're in freedom fighting, not in some useless material opposition jamboree. We are talking about the lives of our people, and that's why we are here. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling.
Hello, please. Yes. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and another thing, I follow you quite often. You made mention about them, you know, sending foxes to the Biafran people, saying that they filed applications in the UN where they have not done anything.
Yes.
They print certain things in the newspapers.
Why? You are lying.
I thought they are not doing anything.
They are doing anything. Lying to
people. What is the truth of the matter?
Not to ask you. Telling us they have gotten us observer status. When you saw PLO, when you saw the Palestinians get observer status, the whole world knew about it. Okoko Bapata said 99 countries are they have books published. 99 countries are supporting Biafra. They said Obama is supporting Biafra. Kofi Annan will give them Biafra. Ban Ki-moon is supporting Biafra. All lies. We asked him, since you claim Obama is going to give us Biafra, how come when Obama went to Ghana, you didn't go to go and see him? Eban Atuashi, people are lying to themselves. Only Bilie Human Rights Initiative, which was sponsored by Radio Biafra, took Nigeria to court the first time that we presented a petition to Nigeria saying we want to leave. Nobody has ever done that before. All the Biafra, no, no, Biafra this, Biafra that. Even Moses had to take his petition to Pharaoh to say, let my people go. We were the first people to do that. On our body, name peaceful actualization, Ndushi. Thank you very much for calling and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, my brother, go ahead. We will be bringing the program to a close very shortly because we have to leave for the airport. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, there's a last quotation I want to make. It's in Micah 2 and 3. If you read chapters, Micah 2 and 3, and this is Micah 3, 5, and 6 specifically. It says, this is what the Lord says. As for the prophets who lead my people astray, if one feeds them, they proclaim peace. If he does not, they prepare to wage war against him. Therefore, night will come over them without visions and darkness without divination. This is a reflection of also, I'm saying this because of the church. Sometimes we have the church today. You have spiritual and religious leaders whom, if you are not giving them money, that's a problem. You don't belong to them. They don't like you. You're not their brother because you're not bringing money. But as soon as you bring money, you're a lovely, wonderful person because money is involved. You know, we have to shed ourselves out of from all this kind of behavior. Churches are competing amidst each other on who builds the biggest building. Our people are seeing putting value to a human personality based on his house, based on his car. This is what materialism brings. It will blow our vision on issues of righteousness and wickedness, and that is what ruins a society. So those who are spiritual leaders should be held accountable. Your members of the church should be held accountable so that people are not pushed or motivated by money and the acquisition of ill-gotten gain when there are leaders in the community. The community must hold them accountable for it. This is what we have to understand about the new Biafra. You will be held accountable. You will account for what you're doing so that everybody will see it.
Thank you very, very much. We must, at this point, acknowledge the work being done by our dear brother, Ndeyo Wanobong, who lives in Uyo Etam, in Akwa Ibom State. Thank you very, very much for the work that you're doing. When people say, oh, where are the people from minorities? I laugh at them. these people are waiting for us to get. They are more Biafran than your average Igbo chief with red cap parabolating all over the place. Let's take this as our final call and then we'll go around for your summary, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. It's Val Osuala.
Yes, Val.
From London and originally from Abadjan, the local government area of Imo State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I just want to pass one information to you.
Go ahead.
There is a gentleman by the name Charles Aniagolo.
Yes.
You know, Charles Aniagolo, he now works for a television program organization called Arise Networks.
Yes.
He used to work for CNN, and when he started at NTA. And he's together now with Jeff Konagi. They are both working for Arise Network.
Yes.
Charles Aniagolo is somebody's a Biafran from the Igbo speaking part of Biafra.
Yes.
He's doing a great job at Arise Network. And they are based in the downtown area of New York. I actually watched a program, a documentary made about what's happening in Borno State about the Boko Haram and the people they are killing. But I was surprised he didn't mention that those are that were being killed are Biafrans. I was thinking if you get a chance to get to New York, if you can get to Arise Network, they say they are based in downtown New York.
Yes.
His name is Charles Aniagolo. He's now working together with Jeff Konagi. Jeff Konagi was a CNN reporter based in Lagos during the time of Obasanjo. In fact, Obasanjo wanted him to be moved out because they wanted the other person to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Konagi spoke things the way they are so that they can probably give us some airtime as well.
Yes.
Especially Charles Aniagolo. You just think about it.
I will think about it, and you also send us an email. Send us it's a very important information.
There are safe flight to Chicago.
Thank you.
God will grant you Johnny Mercy. And I want to also thank all our brother, all the Mwahalo and the wife for hosting Radio Biafra. God will continue to bless you and your family. And all other brothers who have hosted you, and those that will see us with you. Thank you, brother. I'm the camera, and keep this part flying. God bless you all.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. By way of very quickly, can you go around because we need to leave here in the next 5 minutes or so, please. My dear sister, let's start with you.
I just want to say thank you, all of you that called in today to Radio Biafra. It's been a privilege listening to all your comments and contributions, and it really gives me the hope that there's a hope, there's in the tunnel, you know, there's a ray of light. And that's all we need to actualize Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, fellow Biafrans and listeners. God bless you.
Thank you very much. And our dear sister.
Thank you for all your efforts, for calling in, and to be able to share your vision for this Biafra. I pray that God that has started this job will continue it until we finish it. Thank you.
Amen. And your surname before you got married was Ojukwu.
Yeah.
So you're a very great lady. Very, very great. Very great. Yes, please go ahead, Chidera.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, for listening to the broadcast today. And by God's grace, tomorrow we shall be broadcasting from Chicago, Illinois. Thank you.
Thank you very much. From Nnamdi Kanu, Abomonyisiama Faruku Ibeku. Ebem Sipotana Hachi Achunazugo. Oh, Wanyama Mama Golden Guinea Mojuku Bonka. We own all those areas where I come from. I'm a very proud Biafran. If you ask me anytime, any day, I'll tell you I'm a Biafran. Please go to Facebook and continue to add your friends. Tell your friends about Radio Biafra. Tell them about the work we are doing. Tell them we are pursuing Biafra, the restoration of it, in truth and honesty, without prevarication. We are not going to retreat. Neither are we going to surrender. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. There will be no jeep, no hotel, no upstairs, no mansion, no chieftaincy title. From now until Biafra comes and even beyond, we are asking you to please keep faith. There will be no second installment, no second segment today, please. We thank Uche Mefo, who is at the studios of Radio Biafra in London, ensuring that you're getting this transmission all over the world. Please, we'll rejoin you again tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. in Biafraland, and God knows what time it will be in Chicago, because I've lost my sense of timing. Egebasege minus 4 hours. You go to that side, they say plus 2 hours. I don't know what is happening anymore, but we'll tell you when we get to Chicago. God bless all of you and keep you safe wherever you may be. This is Radio Biafra. Please, please, please do not forget to join us tomorrow, 7 p.m. London time. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.
Silly, you know, even men are no more. I got silly.